Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
I slept good. It's 11:22. I just woke up like 30 minutes ago. Class is back in session. We are live once again. Welcome back to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. Those of you that want to join in with me on the chat, you can. But I'll be on another screen because we're going directly to the word on the street. We're going to continue with our topic of evolution. Those of you that found me through Your Angelic Karma, the tarot channel, and you're listening on that YouTube channel, My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma, you're wanting tarot related or romance related things, go over to the new YouTube channel, I Am the Hierarchy and Council, and you'll get that information over there like that. Also, for those of you that are listening to the YouTube channel, to this podcast, My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma, I'm going to start separating the work. I won't be talking about my romantic life and my personal life and my sex life. I have another channel I'm going to be talking about that on specifically. It's called Lifestyles. I haven't put anything up on over there yet, but you all can go ahead and subscribe if you want to hear that. We're going to keep this channel here for those of you that are on YouTube listening to the podcast, My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma, about the topics that I talked about that we're going to speak about this year. Things about society, evolution, and those types of things. Now, so we're back with it. So yeah, I'm stretched pretty thin. I do a lot of different things. I always have, but we're trying to get the work separated now, especially that now that I'm not, those of you that aren't aware of it, I'm not with my initial channel that I started 5 years ago, Your Angelic Karma. I changed it last month and it's now a different channel. So it started from scratch, even though the channel was very successful, but it was time for a change. It started from scratch, a new channel. So yeah, I do tarot. It's kind of like when we had that guy that was giving other men advice on how to get women. He was like, well, be a jack of all trades and a master of none. It's like that, but I'm a master of all my trades. Let's get into it. And we left off and we were talking about evolution and those of you that believe, or those that believe in the one common ancestor, that would be evolution, that we all came from one common ancestor. We got more information on Luca. I'm going to make a separate podcast about Luca specifically because I have a question about that, about my thoughts with the information. Remember, we're gathering information. Everybody that has listened to me, you all that have found me through astrology and through My Take on It, this podcast, before we started talking about this topic, it was most definitely, it was directed towards spirituality, things like not religion. I'm not religious, but spirituality. So you all know that I'm not of the belief of the one common ancestor, but I'm not of the disbelief either. But I can't be swayed. You can't force me any things or out of things. I have to gather information. That's a process in itself. Just like scientists, they go to school for a very long time and then they study things over a long time. So it's not something you make up your mind about really, really quickly. You have to take in the information, the pros and the cons over it. Then you have to weigh it. We're taking in information And we left off, it was about evolution, that one common ancestor. The basis of it is that we evolved from apes, and we all know that all human life started in Africa. Now, plant life, all life on Earth, that's what they tell us, that's what science tells us, started in Africa. The one common ancestor is the life starting in Africa, but evolving from apes. Now, and we're taking that information in. We've gotten to this part here of, I made mention in the podcast yesterday that I titled, let's see, what was the title of the podcast yesterday? Episode 2, because we're only at episode 2. This is going to be all year, maybe more than that, because it takes, just like it takes the scientists, these are just scientific theories. They're not saying any of these things are absolute. They're saying that they're theories. More information is coming in. They're doing research. So imagine us that are taking the information and we're not making one split second emotional decision on what we want to hear and how we wish things would be. We're taking in information and all of that. Now, and most definitely is complex information because we are not scientists. So is episode 2 was the name of the podcast yesterday for Wednesday, January 12th. And evolution, the evolutionists, something had to come before Luca, homegrown, the creatures that man evolved from. Now, and that something had to come before Luca. I made note of that and put that in the title on the podcast because we're going to come back to that. We're going to do a little bit more research on that because they're stating that Luca is where all life forms, plant life, humans, animal life came from in general. That's what we share with one another. I'm stating that something had to come before Luca. Now, because remember, we're taking in the information. So we're going to pick up in that podcast yesterday. I made mention of this twice that may account, because remember, we're not excluding that this isn't true. We're taking in the information so we can see that the validity of that being a possibility, but we're still not saying that, just like the scientists are stating that these are theories, they're still doing research. This is where they are now. This is the information that they have now based on their research, on their studies. Now, and I may mention that some humans, if we look around the world, we can see humans that look like apes or monkeys like that. So I was stating that could account for it. That may be the reason. So we're going to go with that now. And this, not my question, not my answer. And not my question, not my wording, excuse me. And somebody asked, it's just like being in class. People are going to have questions. Now, why do we look like monkeys if we didn't evolve from them? This is what somebody is asking. And Claire, she answers, if you believe that monkey is a valid taxonomic classification, which includes both old and new world monkeys, then our distant ancestor was a monkey because our line is rooted in between the new and old world monkey groups and the common ancestor of old and new world monkeys, and therefore of us must also have been already a monkey, she states. And remember with the diagram yesterday when I was reading, the scientist, he showed a diagram and it had new and old world monkeys also there. And Glenn answers her and states, thank you. Now, okay, so Fabian answers and states, we didn't evolve from monkeys. Monkeys and humans have common ancestors. To compare, you didn't evolve from your cousins. Your cousins and you have common ancestors. We share approximately 98% of the same DNA as chimpanzees. We also have 50% the same DNA as bananas. And remember when the guy yesterday, he made the comment of humans share genetic material with pigs also. And I stated, well, if we have a common ancestor and people that believe in the common ancestor the one common ancestor. We would share genetic material with all breathing organisms, plants, animals, all of it. Because one common ancestor is one common ancestor. It means that all life on earth came from this one substance, which they're calling Luca, like that. And humans would evolve, just like the animals, the trees, the plants, and everything else in nature, the bacteria, the evolve from that. But our first start as humans is what they're stating is that out of Africa, that human out of Africa was first a type of monkey like that. Now, Rob states, we did evolve from an animal, which by any reasonable definition was a monkey. Even if you consider our ancestors of 40 million years ago to not be a monkey, because obviously it wasn't identical to any monkey living today, it would have been so similar to a modern monkey in appearance and behavior that most non-primatologists would just think it was a monkey. So they're stating that it was a species that was monkey, a creature. Man evolved from what would have, those that believe in evolution and in the common ancestor for humans that would have been a man eventually, you believe that it was first in order to become a man. If there's a common ancestor, it would have been some type of creatures and multiple creatures, depending on how many times they went extinct, coinciding with how many times scientists have researched and stated that Earth went extinct. Now, Gloria states, we do look like monkeys. If we didn't evolve from them, because we are primates. So, Gary states, no, humans, Homo sapiens, have always been like Homo sapiens, including in the distant past before humans were other non-human species, which we are all related to, because we have multiple, based on evolution, we will have multiple common ancestors, and they were all creatures, and they evolved into the species, human species, that we are from those multiple creatures that went extinct, but obviously had to regenerate. Because there are more questions. Evolution brings more questions. You can't just get happy, like I stated, where they said there's one common ancestor. That means everybody's African and the first man was African. No, it means that there was a creature, monkey, ape, mixed thing, multiple extinctions it went through, regenerated, and then eventually evolved into procreation, similar to humans, and got its takeoff. But it is genetically related to all other animals, plants, bacteria on earth, but most closely related to monkeys and apes, gorillas, baboons. What was the other one? Chimpanzees, they state, mixture, but it would have been a creature before it even developed into looking anything like. I'm thinking that it would have, but we're going to investigate all the rest of this, but this is what they're saying. It obviously would have had to have been a creature even before it evolved into anything that would look like a monkey or gorilla or baboon or a chimpanzee. That's why I stated, let us see the pictures, because scientists have to have some pictures in order to tell us this. Okay, let us see the pictures of these creatures in different stages of the evolution of our multiple common ancestors, because we would have had millions of them, because they didn't have a start and lift off that they were able to maintain until eventually we became monkey, baboon, gorilla, all of that, and then eventually man, like that. It's not just where the scientists say that there's one common ancestor, that means that was a man in Africa that drove a car and we all came from him. No. That means that they're stating that man was once a baboon mixed with a gorilla, mixed with a monkey, that ancestors were also creatures. And then that's what man has evolved into today, that the first common ancestor, also going back for that man, monkey, baboon, gorilla, would have been a Luca, which is the mother, womb, carrying a genetic code for evolution for all life on Earth. That's what they're meaning when they're stating one common ancestor. Ronald states, we didn't evolve from monkeys. We evolved from an ancestor common to humans and monkeys. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And we evolved from an ancestor common to humans and plants. And we evolved from an ancestor common to humans and bacteria. And we evolved from an ancestor common to humans and whatever it is, other living, breathing organisms on Earth. That's the common ancestor. But I'm stating, and that's Luca. And I'm stating, but where did Luca come from? That's a completely different podcast on its own, because we have to start at the beginning. I do most specifically. And I initially thought or knew that the beginning, Luca had to have been come and developed in water. Waterborne before it was land capable. Now, Doug states, you are not a descendant from your cousin. You appear similar to your cousin because you share a common ancestor. Same thing for monkeys. So we people look like monkeys, they're stating, or primates still, because those we share the same ancestor with them. They're most human related. And we're most related to them more than anything else that we're related to on Earth. So that's what it is. Now, that's what they're stating. Jack states, it's because we share a common ancestor with monkeys and all the other primates of today. And he leaves a link. Fossil reveals what last common ancestor humans and apes look like. Now, Alexandra states, we're primates just like apes and monkeys are. We're all in the same genus, although we're different species, just like baboons are a different species from chimpanzees. And then humans, we're our own species, even if for those of you that believe in evolution, we would obviously be our own species. They would be like, would scientists be stating that the apes and all of that is our... Are they cousins? If we share 90% with chimpanzees, how close are we related to our first cousins that are humans now genetically? So that's what everybody's having this question here. And then somebody else's question, because we like to have the opposing, because we're comparing, we're gathering information in these questions. If evolution is true, then why don't humans look like apes or monkeys? Now, okay, so we have a lot of questions. We have a lot of answers. And somebody states, we do. And they have a picture of multiple people that look like apes and monkeys, like that, multiple humans. Now, and Steve states, and a 4 months development in the womb is really hard to tell which is which. He's talking about when the human is developing in the womb. And he has images, gibbon, G-I-B-B-O-N, orangutan, chimpanzee, gorilla, and human, and shows the correlation. And this person answered him and states, I believe they differ by lengths of their forelimbs and the cranial structure. So he has an image with the development and comparing it with human development, gorillas, chimpanzees, orangutans, and gibbons. Jamin states, humans do look like apes, you know, considering the fact that humans are apes. Okay. Now, Christian answered the question. Remember, the question is, if evolution is true, evolution is that belief in the one common ancestor out of Africa, then why don't humans look like apes or monkeys? Christian states, we do. Let us walk on all fours, add fur, give us a longer snout, make us smaller, and take away the opposable thumb and the rising loins, and we are basically bonobobs, bonobos, bonobos, B-O-N-O-B-O-S. AJ states, humans are basically Neoptolemus apes. We closely resemble baby apes. Have you ever seen a young gorilla baby? Ken states, of course we do look like apes, and too often we act like them too. Sorry, apes, for the insults. Seppo states, we have the same atoms, organic molecules, basically similar cells as bonobos. We are vertebrates, mammals, primates with similar body structures as apes, but we have completely new information systems, already starting from neurological systems with Broca's and Wernicke's areas with novel throat, in brains making speech possible for very different cerebral frontal lobes, making mimetic information system possible, teaching, learning, communication, exceptional hand-making technology, possible and finally spiritual information systems, in all cultures with deeper values and seeking God. Finally, we have a lot of evidence of hope of afterlife through sacrificial death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So he's a Christian, but he also believes in evolution, that we are apes, but just highly evolved ones intellectually. Now, so this is the information. Now, another question, if humans evolved from apes, why are there still apes? Well, Walter answers him, and Walter's fascinated by ancient history and genetics. Humans evolved from the same ancestor of all primates. Our closest relatives are the chimps and bonobo, as according to DNA. That's what DNA has told us. Prosimians, he has a graph. Prosimians, New World monkeys, Old World monkeys, gibbons, orangutans, gorillas, chimpanzees, bonobos, and then the humans. 50 million years ago, only 10 million years ago. The earliest ancestor of modern humans did not look much different to a chimp and bonobo. Lucy and Tom Child. Okay, and I remember hearing about Lucy. And when people heard, well, Lucy, that means the first human came out of Africa. The first human was African. They were thinking about a human African with a purse, getting a grocery list. Lucy was actually a monkey ape creature. Lucy was a monkey ape creature. Humans, most recent, or one of humans' ancestors. Now, Luca is the ancestor for all living organisms on Earth, plants and animals included. Lucy carries genetic material of Luca, just like a pig would, just like a wolf would, just like a human would, just like any type of primate species would, which is what the scientists and evolutionists are telling us. Now, and he has a picture of Lucy and T-A-U-N-G. Tang, I guess that was another, these are other fossils that the scientists are researching. And they are both, Lucy A looks like a gorilla. Like that. Now, in Tang B, T-A-U-N-G, they have them as children, looks like a gorilla, sort of, but mixed with something else. Now, there are many ancient skulls showing the slow evolution of humanity's ancestors into modern humans. And he has a list of human evolution fossils, and he has the link to Wikipedia. Now, Claire stated, because he's asked, the question is, if humans evolved from apes, why are there still, if humans evolved from monkeys or apes, why are there still monkeys and apes? As if that we would have wiped those out and there shouldn't be any left. And this person says, nope, that ship has sailed. If we went extinct, it's possible one of the other apes could evolve into something similar to humans, but they wouldn't be identical to us because there are too many variables involved. And at the moment, there isn't a vacancy. So this person is stating, she's stating, if humans went extinct, the apes that we have left could evolve into something similar to us over time. It's like your child and your cousin's child may look a fair bit alike, but they won't be identical because they come from slightly different branches of the family. So with us and any intelligent form derived, also with us and any intelligent form derived from other apes. Rio states, this question is often posted by people who disagree with the theory of evolution, but ignores the important fact. Humans didn't evolve from modern apes. Yeah, we didn't evolve from the ones where you could Google, and even though humans, some of them look like those, we evolved from, as I was saying, there had to be creatures before the modern ape looks what it looks like. So humans have many ancestor creatures that went extinct and obviously had to get their takeoff from a combination of mixed apes or primates is what I'm figuring they must be saying. But remember, we're just gathering the information. We're gathering the information now and seeing the questions that others have about this. And then some of you may already be on the one ancestor out of Africa like that. But we're deciding, we're looking at what they state this one ancestor was that humans are closely related to, and how it what evolved us from that point on into the humans that we are today. And it obviously was a creature before it was the modern apes that we see now. Now, or multiple creatures. Now, humans didn't evolve from modern apes. We all share a common ancestor which lived for about 6 million years ago and served as a branching point in the evolutionary tree, exactly what I was just stating. The branch that gave rise to humans went in one direction, while the one that led to today's apes went in another direction. Now, also, just because a particular group of animals evolves into a new species doesn't mean that the original species has to go extinct. The process of evolution follows a branching path rather than a series of dead ends and new beginnings. New species branch off from the original group all the time. So he's stating that just because humans evolved from that, which is also connected to modern apes, doesn't mean that there wouldn't be any apes that we could see today. We came from creatures that went extinct, and we continue, and we are genetically linked, they're stating, to the modern apes that we have today that didn't go extinct. Understand, they obviously have to be saying humans came from a multitude of our common ancestors. We have ancestors that were a multitude of creatures like that. And Lucy and Tom are fossils that are closely related to us, and they look completely. Why do they look completely ape and gorilla like? That's another question. Okay, everyone, until next time, is question after question. That's why science is studying, it's theories. It takes a long time. It's not a conclusion you come to overnight. You just don't hear something good that you like about it and jump on the bandwagon. You have to sit down and look at in depth, take in the information, look in depth at what they are saying. Okay, everyone, until next time, thanks for listening. Bye.